Paul Locke is going to say a few things about soil management.
Well, before soil management, the other thing I needed to talk about was our EDEP. And you may have noticed that some of the documents have disappeared again. they're coming back, slowly but surely. And these are the actually the documents submitted through EDEP. My understanding is now, and Stephanie will correct me if I'm wrong, that on your home, if you submit a document, on your home page you can still see it. No? Okay, I was wrong. As they come back, you will see them in both places. Our IT staff are working on it. They believe that they know what happened and that they have not only a fix to get them back up, but hopefully it won't happen again. Obviously, the fact that you noticed it quickly, and you started bombarding our Stephanie and Susan Fesenden and everybody else with emails and telephone calls. First, you should do that. That's very important because we need to turn around and tell, you know, the IT people how important it is and that we all rely upon it, not only you, but our staff as well. And we need to continually impress upon them the importance of having this information available. It also underscores the importance of this IT upgrade that we're trying to effectuate over the next couple of years. And because not only is wayside cleanup depending upon this process, but eventually the entire department will go through a similar, you know, wants to achieve the state that we are already in general, not at the moment with missing documents. But they would like to have documents online and viewable online to disappear and come back every once in a while. I think this is part of the process, unfortunately part of the process of being a little bit ahead of the curve and being out there a little bit. Sometimes it breaks and hopefully we're learning of what works and what doesn't work and what sort of hardware and software issues come up before the entire department follows along in our path. I'm told the price, but we're paying for this, I guess. But it should be up next week. They envision that it would all be done by Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday p.m. The documents should be reappearing as we go along. It's not by date, it's by form, as they go through. And the biggest ones will probably be done last. No, keep your bunny slippers, but we don't want you showing up at our regional offices to do file review on paper. Yeah, we really want to have this available to you. That's that. We'll hopefully, if you'll hear more if it does not happen by Tuesday, after we talk to Stephanie off the cliff, then we'll let you know what the status is.
I mean, also, it's so funny to bring this up because someone was telling me they were looking for an REO report that was submitted by EDP, and they're like, it's just gone, it's not there. So they said, well, could I even do a file review? I mean, are you guys even printing out the reports? I thought you were not.
The question is, if in this interim period, if when the documents disappear, could somebody who had submitted something through EDEP come and look at it in our files? The short answer is no. I mean, we're not printing these out. And you know, in the extreme example, you know, I mean, we will continue to try to be helpful and to service all of our customers. So you know, there will be cases sometime in the future where somebody doesn't have access to a computer and, you know, worst comes to worst, we will print out documents for file review if that's what it takes to get information into somebody's hands. But the problem that we have is that we don't have access. They have disappeared. The IT people know where they are and can get them. But our normal regular staff, without those godlike powers for accessing the databases, are running into the same problems you are. So it's just to underscore how important it is for us to fix it. We don't like it either. On the other hand, the scanned documents seem to still be there, up to the point where they did reappear. There are some that are still not quite there yet. Yeah, we can't claim 100%, but we're still close on that as well. You know, even money does not help with IT. We can throw money at them, and they just don't have the body and say, chocolate. Does chocolate work on them? I think that would be a waste of good chocolate. Chocolate might help us. For soil management, you may recall that a year ago, or at this January SAC meeting, I really put my foot in my mouth and got way out ahead of where the department was going on some of the soil management issues, including gardening. I know you, and thus I had to stop saying it. The progress is still being made, however, on a couple fronts. On the gardening aspect, you should be aware that that the city of Boston will be coming out on Monday with a kind of urban gardening initiative, including a best management practices for gardening in an urban environment. And we've been working with them on developing that in a manner that will be consistent with kind of where we envision things are going. So kind of looking at that as a model for what BMPs for gardening in an urban setting would be. We're also working on with NewMower, which is the New England Waste Management Officials Association. There we go. On a New England-wide and New York and New Jersey approach to managing soil, and these are a number of different aspects of this, including kind of what constitutes kind of how you would look at unrestricted soil, soil that would be acceptable for not just unrestricted soil, but kind of even further out there, unregulated soil. Unregulated soil, unrestricted soil, soil that would be acceptable for things like gardening or so different categories, and try to see if we can get New England states to at least have some consistency in maybe not the concentrations, but at least the categories, and clarity of what states require, so that as soil moves between states, everybody has a level of comfort that the soil is being managed appropriately and going to the right place. And as part of that, that's crystallizing a lot of our issues that we're struggling with in Massachusetts. And the big piece of that, which we've talked about in the urban fill work group and here, is also the disposal issues. And as the economy hopefully continues to improve, we're looking at more and more development and more and more opportunities for creating big holes in the ground and then disposing of that soil or relocating that soil. So we're looking at it. And working with NewMower, working with our waste prevention folks, we're trying to develop some options and opportunities for clarifying that. So all of which to say, I don't have anything for you, but there's work going on kind of three different tracks, which are generally being coordinated, I hope. So we should see some things pretty soon, beginning, as I said, with the city of Boston issuing the BMPs on Monday.
Well, but Paul, so are you not envisioning providing a technical update on the gardening pathway that you...
The question is, are you envisioning issuing that technical update? Yes, we are still.
Paul, the soil management issue, is that going to, has beneficial use guidance figure in that, or does it?
The question is, how does beneficial use guidance or regulations figure into the overall soil management question? It figures in, and that's part of working with the Bureau of Waste Prevention to try to figure out how it figures in, and because there's another set of analogous, if not necessarily applicable, rules that seem to apply to this sort of material. Trying to clarify when soil qualifies as a solid waste and when it doesn't is important. In general, and don't quote me on this, in general, soil is not considered a solid waste. So the BUD regulations were not developed specifically for the management of soil. It's very tempting to look at those regulations and try to apply it to soil, but then you're going to run into some problems, as was pointed out to me the other day, that unrestricted use of material and the BUD regs includes a lead level of concentration of, I think it's 19 milligrams per kilogram. So while the structure seems to work, when you get down into details, it's not the panacea of, oh yeah, that would be a great way of doing it. But we want to make sure that we're doing things consistently, and, well, consistently where it makes sense, and we're clear when it doesn't make sense to be consistent, a foolish consistency. So that's where we are. It was all geared to giving you some level of assurance that, yeah, we haven't forgotten it, and we're actually still working on it.